She crooned out the station's call letters and frequency. After a quick break when she popped in a cassette of recorded news, she would begin her favorite part of her show, the request line. She enjoyed watching the phones light up, enjoyed hearing the voices. It took her out of her booth for 50 minutes every night and proved to her that there were people, real people with real lives who were listening to her. She lit a cigarette and leaned back in her swivel chair. This would be her last quiet moment for the next hour. She didn't appear to be a restful woman, nor, despite the voice, did she look like a smoldering femme fatale. There was too much energy in her face and in her long, nervous body for either. Her nails were unpainted, as was her mouth. She rarely found time in her schedule to bother with polish and paint. Her dark, brandy-brown eyes were nearly closed as she allowed her body to charge up. Her lashes were long, an inheritance from her dreamy father. In contrast to the silky lashes and the pale, creamy complexion, her features were strong and angular. She had been blessed with a cloud of rich, wavy black hair that she ruthlessly pulled back, clipped back, or twisted up in deference to the headphones. With an eye on the elapsed time clock, Scylla crushed out the cigarette and took a sip of water, then opened her mic. The on-air sign glowed green. That